Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Give me the gun, Max. Thank you.
Woo-hoo!
Oh,
woo-hoo!
Thanks a lot. Take you out shooting. I know you've been programmed from birth to the ways of the left. But listen, here's my issue.
Yeah.
We're going to go to 20 after and take all these calls. Frank, Lance, Dan, Chris, Steve, and others. With Max Kaiser, and I'm going to have you on the news, and I want to tape some special stuff for the Sunday show.
I'm going to plug my site.
MaxKaiser.com. We're going to talk about
that. My other site.
We're going to talk about it all.
No, we're not.
After we take calls here in a moment.
Okay. No, but
seriously. The only anti-war thing that the left is allowed to talk about is worshiping the Palestinians because it's a political football like abortion or gay marriage or whatever to divert from the rest of the highway robbery going on. And it's always a litmus test. You know, do you want Israel blown up? Well, then you work for them if you don't want Israel blown up. So my issue is there's so many other things going on, Max, that I'm just saying I refuse to. It's like Ferguson. I'm not pontificating or I'm not extricating myself out of it. I'm not diverting out of it when I say it's a larger manipulation and that both sides are doing wrong things. That's really what's going on there. There's this primitive thought process where people shift to one side or the other. And sometimes there are things that clear. Like, I'm on the side against cancer. Or I'm on the side against child molesters. But on a lot of issues, it is complex. Max Kaiser.
It is one a conflict amongst many around the world. And there's a lot of propaganda on both sides. And my feeling is that Israel has been manipulating the U.S. government in a way that's shameless. And
oh, I agree with that.
They're committing acts of atrocity that need to be answered for.
But do you understand how nasty the anti-Israel crowd is? Not legitimate people that have real issues.
But I ask the same people, like Sean Hannity at Fox News. I mean, if somebody showed up at his backyard and started to chop down his house and move into his backyard and take everything he owns, I'm sure Sean Hannity would do whatever he takes to defend his property. So why shouldn't that right be extended to people in Palestine, people in Gaza, who are having their territory removed over the decades? Similarly, so where's Sean on that point? Nowhere. He goes over.
Well, that's it, though. The Israelis went into the country in the 40s after World War II. They carved it out. They started blowing up government buildings, and then they got the city basically divided and got part of it and then took over and have been expanding ever since. So, yes, but from their perspective, they had the land before, so it's theirs. But from the Palestinian perspective, they had it before. And the truth is,
well, the rule of law goes back to Resolution 181 in the UN, which divide Palestine from Israel. 1947, 1948, you had the modern state of Israel. According to the rule of law, this is where we mark the beginning of modern Israel, and we don't go refer back to the Old Testament or these other documents. We say this is the post-war reality of the situation. And in that context, they have gone into these territories illegally, and they have imposed restrictions that you'd have to go back to Nazi Germany to find something similar, by giving Palestinians calorie counts on every single day, by blocking their movements, by keeping them essentially in a concentration camp, an open-air prison.
Sounds like the Michelle Obama lunch program.
Well, I mean, coming back to the U.S., you see a lot of these ugly truths in the U.S., Ferguson being an example. The same forces that are driving this occupation in Gaza from a well-armed, well-financed Israel are driving these incidents in places like Ferguson, which are driven by the corporate agenda, corporate media, the same victims, you know, the people in Ferguson that who are being victimized by the sudden martial law being declared spontaneously and having the military show up unannounced, essentially. In just a small town with 21,000 inhabitants, they've got essentially a militia. ready to roll out at a moment's notice exactly what you've been saying for years, that the danger is within our borders with the same...
Well, no, I've not tooted my horn, but it is true. Everything I've worn now is big mainstream news. Because it's here. The police state isn't coming. It's here. We're going to take calls. Max Kaiser got some big announcements straight ahead. But first, your calls. Frank, Lance, Dan, Chris, Steve, and others from InfoWars.com Command Center with weapons everywhere.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
All right, we've had a very spastic interview with Max Kaiser, but it's exciting to have him here with us, myself included. We're going to do an interview on the Nightly News. It's going to be very focused on the economy and world events and Bitcoin and a lot more with Max Kaiser tonight, 7 o'clock Central. And if I have time, I'll tape another interview we can air during the live show this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. He's got some announcements he's going to make here in just a moment. But first, MaxKaiser.com, of course. Let's go to Frank in Nebraska. Been holding for a while. I know you're going to have a lot of different issues to talk about. Thank you for holding, sir. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex, Max. I also watch your show. I'm calling in Omaha, Nebraska. And the morning, Wednesday morning, or yesterday morning, I saw a report on Yahoo News, and they're saying that everything, there's a bunch of chaos going on, a whole bunch of people throwing Molotov cocktails, and all chaos was breaking loose so that the police force had to go in and disperse the rioters. And then later I watched your show, and it was like opposite of what they said.
Well, there was one bottle thrown and then one Molotov thrown, but very lethargically, and we've caught the feds before staging things, it may have been real. The point is, bringing all the force out, attacking the reporters, helped escalate it all. And this just illustrates the police state we are, you know, getting in this country. I mean, remember, they denied the NSA was listening to us. But there were problems on both sides. But I guess, what do you call that? You call that punting, for me to just say both sides.
Equivocating, I think, is
I don't think it's equivocation to not take a side.
That was not in context with this question, Alex. I mean,
it's the same thing.
Now you're teleporting.
Now I'm catapulting with teleportation.
But let's get to the caller. Here's a point I think is interesting to make. When the cops showed up in military gear, it made the violence worse. The next day they showed up in cop gear, and people were a lot calmer. So their very presence in this militarization of the police is inciting riots, is inciting violence.
Yeah, imagine if foreign armies landed like this and were doing this. People go crazy.
Right. Is that the point of wearing the military garb? Is it to put down the violence, or is it to incite violence? Because they incited a lot of violence. The next day they show up in regular cop gear, and suddenly people were a lot calmer. So I think there's a good point, a good question there.
Well,
it seems like they want violence to ensue because, as you point out in your show, and I would agree with you, there's a need to get people to buy into a lot of violence that needs to be put down, and therefore authorizing more militarization, more spending of militarization of the police, and to bring in more martial law.
Well, if you look at the video of the man that was shot, he's a big guy, Michael Brown. I've seen the video now. It's up on InfoWars.com. I mean, he went in there, stole what he wanted to, ransacked, you know, attacked the shopkeeper. And that's why we have guns.
Right. But
have you noticed the thugs always attack places?
But let's put it in a broader perspective.
Well, you know he had a big rap sheet.
I'm not going to say that this would apply specifically to this case. But if you look at the broader economy, people are really suffering from this.
I know, but we don't know what really happened with the shooting. And I think it's sad if it was wrong. The point is that the people looting isn't a good response, and then the police attacking reporters isn't a good response. It's like everyone's acting like a bunch of jerks, is my point.
Right. I mean,
here's the thing. Why didn't America act like this previously? If this is so normal and so good, Max.
Because the economy is shrinking. Because the economy is collapsing. That's why same thing in London. The mayor just ordered 4 water cannons, and he said that he expects riots this summer.
We've also got 100 million people on welfare in this country, and a lot of people are just lazy, dumbed-down morons.
The opportunities are not there because all that wealth's been forced into the precipice of the very, very...
Oh, I agree.
So those opportunities are not there. It's not... People are not... Being on welfare is not easy, Alex. It's incredibly demeaning, and it's incredibly enervating.
But if you're on corporate welfare, like...
J.P. Morgan, Halliburton...
Look, we're on the same page, buddy.
You know, they're taking all that free cash... then they're sucking it out of the economy.
Frank, what's your bottom line? You're saying you saw two different things watching the feeds. You read one thing, saw another. I mean, I've looked at it. I think our reporting is the closest to the truth you're going to find. It's live. It's on the ground. There's hours of it every day. I mean, you can just decide for yourself. What do you think of that?
Anything. They didn't mention anything about reporters being attacked or nothing. And then after I watched your show, I came back later, and they took it off completely. They had a completely different story posted in its place.
That's censorship, right?
After they found out that it got leaked, that the media was attacked, they changed their story.
Interesting. I appreciate your call, Frank. Well,
Washington Post reporter, a black guy, got attacked. And suddenly, there were flowers and rainbows coming out of those militarized police buttholes.
Stop it.
Over backwards to make this look like nothing was going wrong. You see what I'm saying? Once a Washington Post journalist was revealed, that suddenly they got the word up from up high, you know, change everything. We're getting national attention, which is this is no longer just a local example of us beating people up for no reason. And everything changed in a heartbeat. This is what happened. This is what the caller was pointing out.
No, I'm aware of what you're saying, and that's the PSYOP, them coming out now and saying they were helping everyone when they were shooting our reporters.
Yep.
for no reason. It just shows the training they're getting from the feds. This is federalized standard training. The vehicles, all of it came from the feds, the uniforms, all of it. And it's because they're getting ready for martial law. They're getting ready to take the pension funds, and they're getting ready to use the giant welfare class that doesn't know how to tie their shoelaces as the detonator to blow the country sky high, Max.
They've disenfranchised tens of millions, if not 100 million people in America who are... It was very interesting. When this attack went down, remember what the police and the bullhorn was saying, we are not upsetting your right to assemble.
As they attacked.
As they were screaming. And this is very important to me because I've always said that the surveillance state, to justify it, they say if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to worry about. I've always said the problem is not privacy and whether I'm hiding anything or not. What I want and cherish in this country is the right to assemble. The right to plan a counterattack, you know, if their tyrants take over the White House.
No, that's it. And these are technologies used to bring in the ultimate tyranny. They always do.
They don't want assembly. They don't want people coming together to plan some kind of reaction to what is obviously a takeover by a police state. And this is it was amazing to me that when the police got on the truck and with the bullhorn said, we are not disturbing your right to assemble, which is, of course, incredible.
No, Max, you understand the final piece of the equation. They plan on us being us against them in a war with the police. We've got to stop the civil war, let them know it's part of a larger trap, and try to educate them instead of playing into what the globalists want.
I mean, it's about financial sovereignty and financial independence. As we've been saying on your show for years.
Look at how the police have been joining in Italy and Spain and Greece have been joining the protesters.
Well, you have cops on your show often. How is that going? Are the cops, in your opinion, based on who your conversation, are the police in this country more... aware of the dynamic.
They are more aware than the general public. That's why this is such a paradox, is that they're a great hope. They're also a great problem.
Yeah.
That's why there's a tug of war between the globalists and the people to get the police to be good.
Well, in Spain, I think also, in Spain and then in Ukraine, of course, people are defecting. The military is defecting to Russia. So the more you have the orders come down from Kiev to take a stand against Russia, the more the military is defecting. And over there in the Russian border, they've got thousands of passports. They're just handing them out like candy. Like, hey, come on over. This water's great over here. Come on. Welcome. So it's an incredible example of how stupid America's foreign policy is. They're provoking Russia into...
Nobody likes a bully. That's why Israel was liked at first, because Israel was being attacked when like seven nations would gang up on them. But then when it's a little kid throwing rocks at a tank and he gets shot, or an Israeli bulldozer running over someone, that's wrong. And then you talk about it and the Israel lobby attacks you.
Israel is a victim also in that they've lost the moral high ground, any pretense at a moral high ground that they may have had up until this recent Gaza incursion. And now their brand, if you will, of Israel has been shattered irreparably. And the same thing for America around the country, around the world. On this show, we've talked about it because I do reports all over the world. And the idea of America as a beacon of hope and freedom has now been completely shattered with the...
Yeah, we're losing the moral high ground, and we need to stop that. We're going to skip this network break, go to the bottom of the hour, Max Kaiser. Lance in North Carolina, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, hey, Max. Thanks, you guys, for what you're doing here. You're true patriots. I really appreciate it. I'm also glad that you're able to have some fun today because of all the bull garbage we got to put up with all the time. It's nice to hear you guys, Max. You're in the most secure room in Texas, brother. I assure you.
I don't know about that.
Listen, what I want to talk to is to the people that are listening to my voice right now on this radio broadcast. We have got to do something today. This is so far past due for all of us to realize what these people are doing to all of us. It's not just some of us. It's all of us. We have got to get together and get the people around us to see what they have done. There was an outstanding documentary called State of Mind, and Alex, you'll have to give them the more information so the listeners know where to go search for this, but the second that you can identify their scheme and their procedure in making us believe and buy into their plan, that instant you are free from that. And we need to spread that across the entire world. This is not a Texas thing, a North Carolina Carolina thing, a New York thing, a California thing, a U.S. thing. This is worldwide. Worldwide. We cannot stress this enough, people. Today is Friday. You know, Friday nights and Saturday nights, we get together with our families and our friends, and we talk about things.
Let's have ourselves blue.
Let's take these issues to our people tonight, people, because we have got to do this.
That's right. We've got to stop. I mean, guys, I see guys all the time who I don't know on the street or at a restaurant or wherever just blabbering, trying to show off to each other about sports and statistics. They're supposed to be showing off about the economy and the world and how they know factoids. They've replaced it all with mindless information. That's one reason people are so dumbed down. Thank you, Lance. It's part of the Gulag Casino meets the smoke and mirrors bread and circuses.
What the caller said, which I keyed in on there, was that it's a global problem, and that if you can't find people in your local community to rally around this, these points, seek people out in other countries and other communities. You know, during when Greece and Athens was collapsing, I suggested that the Occupy Wall Street movement should open up a branch in Athens because they had common cause. But nobody in Occupy Wall Street did this, and they argued to me that no, our points are the most important points. Their points are not as important as our points. So ego played a role.
Classic little socialist committees sitting around like debating the finer points.
We saw it happen.
Lenin's toenails.
Saw it right there. Whereas as an economist, I'm saying the economies of scale suggest that if all of these groups were to band together and use their combined global economic power, they could overturn the power in ways that they they're talking about that they want to do, but they just have to break out of their little silos, their little egocentric groups, as you're calling them, and get into a global basis. Reach out to the global audience, the global group out there.
Well, that's what InfoWars is about. It's just talking about historical facts and liberty versus tyranny, getting rid of all the terms. We use all the terms to communicate with new listeners. But you're absolutely right, Max. Thank you so much, caller. Chris in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I just want to tell you about a TV show that came on, I think it was Wednesday night, TNT, called Legends. It was the pilot episode, and they were looking for a guy called the Founding Father, and they said he's the most dangerous domestic terrorist in the country.
Yeah, every major cop show I've seen, the terrorists are patriots, and this is the total brainwashing. This is what Homeland Security and the tanks are for. And so they're smart. Where do we use the tanks first? Oh, use them on black folks. The bubbles will go for it. And then the president gets set.
I agree. I put the clip on my YouTube channel. I was wondering if I could give up my channel.
Yeah, we'd like to see that. Maybe do a story about it. Another example of demonizing the liberty movement.
Yeah, it's CAN Newsroom, like a can of soup. CAN Newsroom. And I just wanted to thank Max for standing up to the Zionist over at BBC.
All right, now let's expand on something here. The best way to plug your YouTube video is to give the name of it. What is the name of the video?
The name of the video is Legends TV Series Premiere - Domestic Terrorism Scripting.
All right.
Yeah, it's a new TV show. I saw a billboard. It's a new show. So I guess what in the plot of the show, they've identified the bad guy as a patriot, a founding father type. So which is part and parcel of what we've
seen. Well, we know who the bad guys are, George Washington.
Right. So that's another example of that. Of what I'm,
well, I think this is going to backfire on them, and it already is. But remember that, folks. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, let me jump in here for a second, because this also puts a lie to this idea that Hollywood is liberal. That's false. Hollywood is not liberal. Hollywood is cranking out this stuff, and it's right-wing trash. And they
so you're just projecting that on the term right-wing. They aren't liberals is the issue. They're authoritarians. It has nothing to do with the term left or right.
They're not the billed as the progressives that people think, oh, Hollywood, they're progressive. They're into something. They're not. They're hardcore reactionaries in Hollywood. They put out shows like Legends and these other shows.
No, the new video games, you shoot Tea Partiers. Right. We just showed an article about that. Games Con, shoot racist Tea Partiers in Battlefield Hardline. I mean, this is in every TV show and movie I see now. That I like guns, that's why I'm going to murder everyone. Or I love the Founding Fathers, that's why I'm going to nerve gas New York. You know, it is just that they are getting ready to blow stuff up, Max, and blame on the liberty movement. That's their answer.
I agree. That's why there's an interesting dynamic at play here, because there's very room left to go for sanctuary. I mean, here you are in Austin, Texas with this show, and you are kind of like holding down the fort. I mean, where do you go from here? There's very few places to go, because more and more of the population, more and more of the country is being converted to this extremism that's anti-freedom. It's an anti-freedom extremism, because this is what the government is saying we need to do to protect ourselves against the quote-unquote terrorists, and this is setting...
These people don't like the NSA spying on them. Wait, I thought you weren't doing that. These people want freedom. They're terrorists. They like the founders. I mean, they indict themselves with those bizarre statements.
But then, since they own the media, there's very little, there's no debate.
No, they just, exactly, they say 2 plus 2 equals 5.
And you repeat it often and often and often enough, as the propagandists of the, you know, Germany said in the 1930s. You repeat the lie often enough, and people believe it.
That's Joseph Goebbels, yep. Steve in Iowa, you're on the air with Max Kaiser.
Hi, Alex. Just want to thank you for waking me up. My topic is kind of off topic, I guess. My son is going to school this fall, and they're requiring a vaccine for him to go to school. And
it's all a lie. There is no law. There's a waiver they have to give you by law.
Yeah, and I found that waiver online. So then I went to my family doctor, and he's pro-vaccine, so I can't get him to sign it.
Just search engine doctors that don't vaccinate or doctors that do vaccine exemptions, and you'll find 100 of them in your area.
Okay. Then I got another topic here.
Go ahead.
About a year ago, behind my house, there's a bike trail that runs through our city. And I noticed there was a kind of, I think he might have been the National Guard guy, but he was in full combat gear. And he's walking down the bike trail. It looked like he was measuring something. But I just found it kind of strange. You know, here the guy was in full combat gear, you know, walking down the bike trail.
Yeah, they've got military conditioning the public for full occupation, out doing all sorts of regular government jobs now to acclimate them, the police, and the public for full occupation during the collapse. And they'll say they're helping with the collapse, and of course the military will be helping, but no one will point out it was all engineered and staged.
Well, once again, you're not supposed to have the military on domestic shores as part of the...
Yeah, and I would warn people that was coming, and they'd say, no, you're insane, it doesn't exist, you're a terrorist. Now it's, yes, we're using 1984 as a playbook, and you're a terrorist if you don't accept it. I want to get to a Bitcoin question, but tell folks about some of the new projects you're launching and some of the new websites, Max.
Right. So startjoin.com is a crowdfunding website I started in London, and we also started our own cryptocurrency called Startcoin, which is similar to Bitcoin, except that we have it in-house to give away. So people who have a project, like there's a project right now called Sean Hannity is an Idiot Billboards. Okay, regardless of what you think of the project, it is trending on the site, and people are putting money into the site. They need $7,000 in total to start putting a billboard up in L.A. and New York with Sean Hannity's face. Sean Hannity is an idiot. Now, because it's trending on the site, just this past week, we were able to give it away $500. To the project, because we've got millions of Startcoin on our own balance sheet to give away to projects that people are voting that they like. So not only are people crowdfunding by putting in $1 or $5, we track which projects are being voted up, and then we give more money from the coins that we ourselves have that we created called Startcoin, and it marries this crowdfunding site called StartJoin, and it creates a new economic reality. As you know, going back 15 years, I've been involved in creating new technologies and new financial platforms for 15 years, and this is my latest creation. After my last company, Hollywood Stock Exchange, got blown away at 9/11, you know, I haven't done a lot of work in this area for a while. This is now my next big idea.
Very exciting. MaxKaiser.com has links to all of it. Real fast, Kurt Norton, only got a minute and a half left. What is your Bitcoin doubt? And then Max can comment on that.
Thanks for your dialogue, guys. A couple years ago, I read Wikipedia all about Bitcoin. It took me all day. I'm a computer guy, but not a math guy and not an economist. The founder, who no longer works on it, said this should never be used as a currency. And it is open source, but I'm wondering who audits the open source, because we would want to know what the algorithm is, and you need a very sophisticated mathematician, honestly, to look into it. Also, I'd like to know full disclosure from Max on Bitcoin.
Well, okay. So the first question first. So talking about Bitcoin, should it be used as a currency or should it not be used as a currency? It's not designed as a currency. It's designed as a way to have an open ledger, open sourced way to transfer value from around the network without charging any money.
And so, tell you what, I'm going to ask you, sir, you'll have to watch.
It can be used.
We're out of time. We have to end it now. We have to go to not.
That's it. I'm taking over.
No.
I got the guns. We're not out of time.
Sir, tune in.
We're keep going.
Tune in tonight. He'll answer the question on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. We'll bring up the Bitcoin question. We'll repeat his question. Then we can re-air it Sunday so the radio audience can hear it 4 to 6 p.m. Great job, Craig.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
The big question is, do we want to be free? To be free, we've got to understand propaganda and how the social engineers are manipulating us. To be free, we've got to step outside of the left-right paradigm or the Fox News, MSNBC. Either the police are God and totally perfect and could do no wrong, and the NSA spying is good, and blah, 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 law and order. Or all the police are the devil and Obama will save us, race bait, MSNBC. No, we've got to have a larger debate about why they're militarizing, why we're being surveilled. And the truth is we've been taken over by foreign banking cartels who are hardcore totalitarians who follow a eugenics system. Our reporters, Josh Owens, at 100 feet away, had them pointing M4223 M16 variants at them, directly at their camera, when they were standing there on the sidewalk. And the militarized police would march over during the day and say, get back on the sidewalk. And then later, get off the sidewalk. And if you don't get off the sidewalk, I'm going to arrest you. Just because I didn't like them reporting. And then firing rubber bullets at them. And then having the nerve on video firing tear gas, rubber bullets, and flashbangs. Running up, dismantling the camera equipment after saying, turn your cameras off. Chasing reporters down the street, throwing flashbangs at the car, blowing up in front of the car. And by the way, could have blown the car up. Josh Owens, I wonder, I should even be asking, does Vice have the video of that? Where he's in the Vice car? Vice is huge. You know, HBO, you name it, started on the internet. I think it got bought for like $100 million by HBO. The point is that they're there with the explosions going off, chasing them. And then the cops have the nerve to go, we didn't chase any reporters. We were helping you. What? That's like at UC Davis, where the head cop's spraying them with the pepper spray in the face. I mean, was he helping them there? Was he? The sheriff's department says that they thanked the officers. That's right, that Al Jazeera thanks them. A spokesman for St. Charles County says that the reporters thanked them. That's right. Why not say that Joe Biggs thanked you for shooting him with a rubber bullet? Rubber bullets. Or how about Josh when you were trying to blow his car up for no reason, the car he was in? I wonder if UC Davis students thank the officer that did that. That's the crazy disconnect of you guys believing your own propaganda. And this is designed, you're being given orders to make the public hate you. You're being set up for a civil war. That is the plan. I don't want it to happen. Let's go to Jakari Jackson, Joe Biggs, and, of course, Josh Owens. I want to talk to all of them. And then I want to go out to that crowd some, start of the next hour before we go to calls, and talk to the people there. Jakari Jackson, thank you for working so hard and being in so much danger. Would you like to thank the police department for tear gassing you?
This is Jakari Jackson, Infowars.com in Ferguson, Missouri. No, I do not thank the police officers for first telling me to basically shoving me to get me out of the street and then onto the sidewalk and shoving me on the sidewalk. I do not thank the police officers for telling me to turn off my cameras. I do not thank the police officers for tear gassing me. I do not thank the police officers for firing multiple flashbang grenades at me and making me run over a fence, run into a yard. And that's when I ran into Al Jazeera. And I tell you, Alex, I was right there with Al Jazeera when all this went down, when they shot the rubber bullets at them, when they lobbed the flashbang.
No, I know. You shot video from behind. We have it from the side and behind.
And I don't think Al Jazeera thinks them either. So just like you said, they're drinking their own Kool-Aid. They're believing their own propaganda. Nobody thanks them for that situation just a few days ago.
Well, it discredited them. And now the police chief's come out and said it was wrong, which is a good thing. And then they ruin it all by coming back out and having the sheriff's department say they were thanked.
Oh, yeah, it's completely ridiculous, just like the journalists who were arrested at McDonald's. You know, they were keeping them safe. I don't know what type of justification they have to think that other people will believe their lies anymore. Just because you put it on a press release doesn't mean that everybody is going to agree with it. Some people may report it. You know, this is what the sheriff's department or the police department said, but not everybody's going to believe that. The people here don't appreciate that. I talked to the police chief last night. He was out here walking the streets. And I said, you know, you're pretty much, your officers out here indiscriminately shooting rubber bullets into a huge cloud of smoke. You can't make out who's in that cloud of smoke. I didn't see anybody with any night vision goggles. They just see a form in the smoke, and then they just open fire. And keep in mind, before they even open fire with the rubber bullets, they're firing the tear gas. They're firing the flashbang grenades. And we want to talk about the rioters and the looters, and that was a very big issue earlier in the week. But the police officers were the ones lighting the fires a couple nights ago when they're shooting off these flashbang grenades.
And the big issue is in the neighborhood shooting them over houses when those things are activated by fire. That's, again, what burned down the Branch Davidian.
In the summertime.
In the summertime. Jakari, I want to read the quote that's being put out nationally and locally by Fox News.
Sure.
Of what the Sheriff's Department had to say, because and we're going to pull that up and put it on screen, because it is just ridiculous. It says, despite reports, SWAT team helped Al Jazeera, did not take their equipment. And then I was reading the quote earlier. We scroll down to that. It says, in fact, a spokesman for the St. Charles County Sheriff's Department says the reporters thanked their officers. Really, we have video. That's not true. In fact, last night, the SWAT team officers were assisting the media in moving their camera equipment and media personnel to a safer area with their consent so they could continue to cover the event, the Sheriff's Department spokesperson said. Ladies and gentlemen, they say, turn your cameras off, turn your cameras off. We have the video from multiple angles. Then they fire tear gas. Then they fire flashbangs. Then they fire rubber bullets. And you see people being hit with it and then running, and then they start charging you and then tear down the equipment. This is the most Orwellian statement I've heard since Common Core said 2 + 2 = 5, and Obama said, if you've got a business, you didn't build that. I mean, I don't even want to attack the police here because that ties into the psychology of compacting them into an us-against-them mentality. But what world do they live in to shovel this type of grade-A Bravo Sierra at us, Jakari?
Yeah, that's a good question, Alex, because the narrative we keep hearing, you know, I talked to a couple police officers last night, including the police chief, and what you keep hearing from these guys, well, I wasn't there, I didn't personally give that order, so I can't really comment on that situation. So for this this sheriff or whoever this guy is to come out and make this statement, was he there with those guys? If nobody else seems to know what's going on because they weren't here, how can he make a statement saying that they thanked them and that they were keeping them safe?
Jakari, thank you. I was listening, but Rob Dew just brought me in news articles with the actual statements by Al Jazeera saying they were chased, attacked to their cars, and guns were pointed at their faces until they told them thank you. So this is like Jeffrey Dahmer making little kids thank him for raping them. I mean, this is literally getting bizarre.
It is bizarre. And like you said, we don't want to fall into this us against them parallel, because the officers out here, the state troopers, they were very well behaved last night. I even walked up to one of the state troopers, shook his hand. I said, thank you for coming out here and being professional, not coming out here with the heavy armor, not with the guns aimed at people, none of that stuff, just standing there peacefully in the blue uniform on the sidewalk. I said, thank you for being professional. So we don't want to make it a us against them. We want everybody to be held accountable, whether it's the officers pointing the guns, the officers shooting people with rubber bullets, or if it's the looters out here or the people burning down buildings. Everybody who was a participant in the violence of this needs to be held accountable. And I don't want to hear just, oh, we're sorry, we made a mistake, we'll try to do better next time. No, somebody needs to be held accountable. Somebody gave that order, or at least somebody didn't tell the guys to stop pointing the rifles at people, putting red dots on people's chests.
Well, this is the Homeland Security federal training that we as taxpayers pay for to send these departments to these facilities. This is standard. Who gave them the MRAPs? Who gave them the LRAD sound cannons? Who gave them the money for all the riot control gear and the rubber bullets and the flashbangs? This is Homeland Security standardization. Those uniforms they were wearing are one of two designs departments are allowed to pick out that the feds pay for, Jakari. And so this is the feds and the globalists and the RAND Corporation National Stabilization Force training to federalize the police that's been going on since the mid-90s. It's declassified. We've read it on air. It's public. We know more about the police state than anybody else. We're the operation that made four films about it. We're the people been covering it since 96. I've been the police state guy. And notice now, everybody's really getting concerned. Even mainline conservatives, libertarians, you name it, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, because we're in trouble, folks. This is pointed at us. It's beyond North Korea what they've set up. And We don't want it to be used against us. It's that simple. We don't want to be a mix between a Guatemala third world police state with a bunch of high-tech RoboCop stuff meshed together. I mean, anyone with half a brain can see how serious this is. Now, listen, Jakari, I want to get into what else you've witnessed, talk to Joe Biggs and Josh Owens here in a moment, but I know you guys got the interviews. I know it's in Gateway Pundit. I need you to go out and talk to that crowd because you told me that a lot of folks are saying they hate Obama, they hate Al Sharpton. He wouldn't dare come down there to the crowd. People told him don't come down there. The media is making this black versus white, Democrat versus Republican, and really using it to make all the predominantly black folks out there, but it's a lot of other white people, you name it, marching in solidarity. They're trying to make this a racial issue purely and to project the, you know, the thugs that went out and looted the first night onto free speech and trying to sell the police state right now and trying to get a civil war going as demonstrations pop up all over the country, thousands marching in Times Square in places, you know, like New York where they let gangs rape women in Central Park and do nothing. We need to get on top of this. As I said a few days ago, I need you guys to go get the interviews with folks. Talk, because you know, you said they're telling you this. I know you already have some of those. You're working very hard. We need to get those videos out ASAP, Jakari.
All right, well, we'll see what we can do. Many people have varying opinions out here, but yes, like you said, we have encountered people who have very strong opinions about the way this has been handled or addressed by the supposed leaders in the black community.
Well, it's key to get that out, because we're watching Fox News here, and they're basically saying you are a new Black Panther, which is literally as bad or worse than the Klan, as bad or worse as La Raza. I mean, these guys openly say kill all the white people, openly try to intimidate voters at voting places. The new Black Panther Party is horrible. Horrible, 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 horrible. Major Justice Department connections to then project onto black people in general, you know, like they use the Klan to project on white people. We need to have these folks decry, Jakari, because they're being used in the PSYOP to sell the police state to be used first against inner city blacks and then against everyone else, Jakari.
Yeah, they're not the the Black Panthers that Larry Pinkney was a part of many years ago. That's exactly right.
Well, you were there covering it at the fire station. Great interviews with the police chief and others. Before I go to Joe Biggs, other things you've witnessed here in the last 24 hours, Jakari Jackson.
Well, the thing I want to point out to everybody, what happened last night, if you see the videos that are on Infowars.com, one of the videos where I talked to the Marine who was out here in full uniform, when people were marching up and down the street, several thousand, I don't know how many people were here by the end of it, but at that point it's probably 2,000 people or so. But notice how peacefully all these people were assembled, walking up and down the street, trying to do what they were trying to, or doing what they were trying to do just the day before when the police had the streets blocked off on both sides, going either way. All they wanted to do was peacefully assemble, walk down the street. They went to, we went to an apartment complex. I assume it was Michael Brown's apartment complex. So we had a gathering there. Then we went up to a church and then came back here to our current location outside the Quick Trip. So, you know, just showing people you can have a peaceful rally without aiming guns at people's heads. You don't have to do that. You can stand on the side if you're the police and just say, hey, we're just here to keep the peace. We're here to make sure the streets are relatively clear so people can pass through. But otherwise, you guys can come out here, have a fun time, have a safe time. And nobody got shot last night. Nobody got stabbed last night. You know, you always have a few hotheads who want to use the colorful language. But nobody was hurt, and everything went well.
Well, Jakari, you said it looked like about 1,500 last night in your report. The video we're showing, the video we're showing looks like 3,000-4,000 people. This just goes on and on forever. I mean, how many people do you estimate are out there now?
Right now, it's about 400 or 500 at this moment. Yeah, the video you referenced, that was probably earlier in the day. There were definitely more people here by the time we left later in the evening. People were driving all the way up and down the street, just like you see now. People lined up all the way down the street for a good mile or so, and people passing through in their vehicles, you know, people honking their horns, people waving their signs. So, yeah, by the time it was all finished, we probably had several thousand, much more than 1,500.
For those that just joined us, Jakari Jackson, Infowars.com, nightly news reporter and co-host of this radio show, is reporting live from Ferguson, Missouri, outside St. Louis. And, Jakari, we're going to come back from break and talk to Joe Biggs and then, of course, to Josh Owens. This is a very complex issue if you're a new listener. We are not against the police. We are not against the protesters. We're trying to show how this is being managed by the feds. We have the head of the Black Panther Party in Missouri, the new Black Panther Party, no relation to the original Black Panther Party that were angels compared to these people, and incredibly racist group and organization. And they're there thanking Eric Holder. And Eric Holder got caught stirring up the Trayvon Martin business. So, again, they want to sell more military equipment and all this to the public. And so they want to try to get riots going while acting like they're trying to stabilize the situation. This is what Obama wants. That's why the police should not be running around doing things that will cause a provocation. That's why we want the citizens to not go out and have provocations with the police. And we want the police to not be involved in provocations, because this country is sitting on top of a mountain of dynamite politically. And again, they sell the police state to fight Al-Qaeda after 9/11. Notice it's for the Tea Party now. They sell a police state for Al Sharpton and thugs with their pants hanging down around their ankles. Then they announce it's for veterans and the Tea Party. The average police I know, unless they're part of special revenue units, the truck police, the DWI police, you name it, are generally protecting and serving and have tough jobs. The problem is they're being federalized. They're being given unconstitutional missions. If you go up to InfoWars.com, there's a graphic up there that Kurt Nemo made. He makes them daily, does a great job, not just a writer. It says it's always dangerous to have an army stationed among them over which they have no control. Speaking of troops being drawn and quartered, that's Sam Adams. And, of course, it's in the Bill of Rights to not have paramilitary on the streets. It's also in the 1878 law, Posse Comitatus. So they just federalized the police themselves and gave them federalized training. Then when they do this, the feds come in as the saviors. I know it's fun to dress up like RoboCop and everything, but this doesn't intimidate the public. It makes the public hate you. I just want to explain that to the police. InfoWarsStore.com. From this Monday to next, all of the incredible books, videos, supplements, liberty-based attire, belt buckles, Molon Lave t-shirts, organic seeds, you name it, are 10% off the already extremely low prices. We are doing this special to draw attention to the brainwashing that's taking place in the media and in the public schools and in many of the private schools and the, quote, higher levels of education. InfoWars.com is right at the tip of the spear worldwide. That's why it's essential to take advantage of this 10% off across the board special at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the Made in America apparel or the Produced in America high quality supplements, it's all 10% off the already lowest price in this back to school week. History is taking place right now. By going to InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally buying war bonds in the battle to awaken humanity.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 15th, 2014, gold opened at $1,296. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,343.12, $671.56 for a half ounce, or $335.78 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,361.35, $671.56, and $335.78.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
By the way, I should have done more on this, but part of me doesn't want to give it attention. We've had real ISIS-affiliated groups threatening InfoWars. I mean, obviously, it came out in the British news, London Independent, that Assad, the president of Syria, reads InfoWars.com, and that his government gets a lot of their analysis from it. So Al-Qaeda doesn't like us because they've been attacking Assad. And I point out they're a bunch of scum that they need to be dealt with. I support airstrikes on them, real airstrikes, because Al-Qaeda is running around murdering Christians en masse. But that's how bizarre all of this has gotten. And now Secret Service says they're aware of ISIS flag photo in front of the White House, and ISIS has promised to blow up the White House. Yeah, and Obama and his controllers aren't beyond attacking the White House, and they'll use real jihadis that are six or seven layers fenced or sheet-dipped. They won't know, but they've got real crazy jihadis that'll do it and then make him a hero. See, when it comes out our government runs Al-Qaeda, they'll do something like that. We learned this years ago, 3 years ago at Bilderberg, and again last year. One of their main topics was the world knows that Al-Qaeda is run by the West. And they are freaking out. So they renamed it. They're doing all this. Oh, they're bombing them because they're trying to kill some Kurds on a mountain. They're pulling a bunch of scams right now because they know our military knows. Remember when our military, by the thousands, officers would cover their faces but put out tweets in uniform saying, I won't fight for Al-Qaeda, and Ron Paul and Rand Paul and others talked about it. We're going to go to break and come back for about 20 minutes with Joe Biggs and Josh Owens, and we're going to play some of the clips of the interviews that Jakari and others got last night in Ferguson. But while this crisis is going on and the border is wide open and they're legalizing all the illegals basically by fiat and Obama's ruling by executive orders, this is the bombshells up on InfoWars.com. Scores of Russian trucks, aid trucks, they say, the Ukraine says armored vehicles, were blown up on the road yesterday coming out of Russia into Ukraine. NATO just announced, and the U.S. Pentagon just announced, U.S. sending 600 troops, armored personnel carriers, and tanks, including Abrams, to countries bordering Russia to, quote, reassure threatened allies. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is hardcore. George Soros bragged 2 months ago that he was behind the overthrow of Ukraine. We're starting it with Russia. I had Ray McGovern on 2 days ago who fought the Russians for more than two decades. Fought them. High-level CIA. And he says we're totally in the wrong about to start World War III. George Soros is a Nazi collaborator. In fact, I get when they put him on screen, I literally get angry, okay?
So do I.
I mean, I'm getting sick of this, okay? The globalists are setting the world on fire because they're going to pose as the saviors and consolidate control. And we're busy with cops and black people fighting with each other. And then we go out there, supportive of the police, because it did look like this guy might have been a thug, and there were a bunch of thugs burning stuff, and then the police treat us like absolute crap. What do you do when just every side is a bunch of morons? I mean, why is the public so dumb? Why do the police want to attack reporters and then lie about it? Al Jazeera thanked us. I have the Al Jazeera statement saying they chased them to their cars and pointed guns at them after shooting with rubber bullets. That's what happened, not what you say. You lie. And you work for the globalists who are pure evil and want to destroy you and your family. So join the Republican. I know most police actually have. That's why it's such a sick thing to see the civil war starting and just not having the power to stop it. Please support us. Spread the word about the broadcast. Second hour coming up. Until Monday, 10% off everything that's already discounted. We already have a bunch of sales going on high-quality supplements, pro-gun T-shirts, thousands of items, 10% off.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.